Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me today is Frank Jack.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm really excited for this episode. It's about music and the greatness of it.
Yeah, we're each going to talk about our favorite albums, memorable concerts, and the popular genres of today's music. So, Frank, you ready to talk some great albums?
I'll talk about the greatest album.
What's yours? What's your favorite album of all time?
Not my favorite. It's the best album of all time. The Eminem Show. And that takes you about... That album is about life. It starts you off with White America, teaches you about your rebellious stage. Then you go to The Soldier, teaches you about being cool with your friends and keeping your stuff straight. And then you go to Drips, and that teaches you can't trust women and about STDs. And you go all the way through that Without Me, talks about being cocky, Haley's song about how he loves his daughter, and then My Dad's Gone Crazy, pretty much about how he hates his wife, he loves his daughter, and he pretty much is having a mental breakdown. This song just brings you, it's a roadmap to how you live your life.
All right, my choice is the Metallica album, better known as the Black Album by Metallica. In August of 1991, this album spent 4 weeks on the Billboard 200, and as of February of 2016, it has spent 363 weeks on the Billboard charts, top 10 all time. I mean, this song has some great songs, Frank. I mean, we're talking about The Unforgiven, Nothing Else Matters. I mean, greatest. I still listen to it to this day, Frank. I mean, we're talking about Metallica. I mean, that is like rock royalty. Would you agree or disagree?
It's a great album. I mean, I was bumping that in my car.
Nothing else matters.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Come on, man.
You gotta bump that in your car. I mean, it's a great album. I'm more of a country guy now. Not so much more Metallica, but when I was younger, Metallica was more.
It even makes me sound good, Metallica. You know, Nothing Else Matters. That's my favorite. Actually, that's probably my favorite song on the album. All right, so. So at right now, what are you listening to in your car, Frank?
I'm bumping country every day.
Country?
Yeah, man. All right, those female singers, man, they got it down, man.
Please tell. You tell.
Oh, man, they talk about everything. Country is just about, today, country is about what rap used to be about. It's about the struggle, it's about getting through life, and it's about, you know, loving girls, but also fighting for what you want, and it's also about partying hard. It's what old rap used to be about. Country is about the same story that old rap used to be about.
All right, today I'm all about techno and EDM and...
EDM. You know what we call that?
Electronic dance music.
I call it robot farts.
No. It's what's today, Frank. It's hip. It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I was in...
So was Molly.
I know some concerts where they do Molly and acid. It's the Burning Man. I had a friend... Quick story, Frank. I lived in Richmond, Virginia for like 3 years.
Yes.
One of my best friends up there, he went every year to a festival, Burning Man. Yeah, Frank in Nevada. And I'm telling you, Frank, he took my tent one time because he was broke and he didn't want to spend money at REI. So I said, hey, you can have my tent, you know, as long as you clean the stains out. Everything's fine.
So, stains out.
Yeah. He wouldn't tell me what all went on, but needless to say, there was condoms and who else knows. So I told him to clean the condoms out. But back to my original point.
Oh, that wasn't just common courtesy.
No. He got me into the techno scene. We went to a bar, shout out to 25 Watt in Richmond, Virginia. But on Tuesdays, it was Techno Tuesdays, that place was littered with chicks, bro. Like, we're talking about dimes. Like, tits galore, man.
See, I don't know.
That alone, and plus, I feel like techno and EDM and trans and all that, all those subgenres... They're the most creative genre in music. So many people, you need DJs, and the amount of effort and time, it takes them about an hour to set up for each night, but there's no lyrics. they can just jam. And I had a blast in Richmond, Virginia, man. That really got me into the scene. That's what I'm listening to right now. Why do you think Skrillex is so popular, Frank? Skrillex, we're talking about, who else is popular? Deadmau5.
That's what I think. Misguided Youth. See, when I pick music, I don't think about how many girls are going to get naked to it. I think about the content.
You know Zed?
I think about the content of the music. You know what I mean? I think about the content of the music. You know, we got some great art. We got some great.
So you don't even know who Skrillex is?
No, because it's robot farts. We've already been over this. The robot has gas, and people do drugs and get naked to it. We understand. But it's about the content of the music. The content of the music is what matters.
But to your point, I was reading that drugs is what's really bringing down electronic music. You had a good point. People are doing acid, and it's just now hitting mainstream because big time artists are taking the beats and they're putting it to, like, even Eminem has some. You probably didn't know that, did you?
What?
Your boy Eminem. Let me finish. He's implemented electronic beats to his songs.
I realized it, and you realized so, it's gotten worse.
I want to know why. Why do you think? Give me reasons why Eminem's music has gotten worse.
All music's gotten worse. And the reason is there's no story to the music anymore. There's no storyline to the music anymore. It's not like old school 50 Cent, you know, N.W.A. It's a story. The reporters. Now it's just about grunting and mumbling and loud music and basses.
Yeah, I feel like when T-Pain started, and you know, auto-tune, it was the birth of auto-tune in like the early 2000s, when T-Pain, what was it, I'm Sprung, and all those, I'm in love with the stripper. I know you remember that song, Frank.
Of course I remember that song.
I used to bump that all the time to the
absolutely
club.
Absolutely, man, blowing my 12s in the back. Absolutely.
On the way, yeah, I had two 10s, but okay. On the way to a strip club, shout out to Lido's in Cocoa Beach. But for my 18th birthday, I was pumping out I'm in Love with the Stripper, the whole album, I'm Sprung. And I think it was good and bad. Like when Auto-Tune came out, I could even turn in good music.
See, I'm in love with the stripper.
I feel like that was, it's not even about I'm in love with the stripper.
No, but
it's about the music itself. I feel like that has caused artists to relax, like rely on beats instead of like their voice, because you don't have to sound good anymore. All you have to do is think. You have to think
but
about
it
the
takes
beats.
The art out of it,
right? That's what my
it
point
takes the art
is.
Out of it.
And I feel like as good as T-Pain was, I feel like, and it's not just him, but I feel like he was the main person to start all that.
Well, you see, music in general has just gotten worse. Look at the beef battle. Now, you had, back in the day, you had N.W.A. and Ice Cube. Then you had Eazy-E, Dr. Dre. You had Tupac, Biggie, Eminem, and Ja Rule. You had some beefs.
Right.
You know, now you know what you got? Yeah, Taylor Swift, and she's beefing with Katy Perry. Come on. Music is dead at that point.
Yeah. No, I agree. And then, you know, but you have to understand, 50 Cent had his beeps, too. Yeah. Can't forget about 50.
50 Cent's
Curtis
awesome.
Curtis Jackson?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Ja Rule, man.
I remember
one guy, and they beat them together.
What was it? Was it 50 Cent and The Game?
The Game, man.
The Game, yeah.
G Unit, man.
I remember that, you know. And then you got, of course, everyone's been with... everyone's taking a turn with Nicki Minaj, though.
Oh man, Nicki Minaj, though.
Everybody, it's like,
you know,
it's like a spinner, you know.
You know,
everyone takes
the
a turn.
She's the female Slim Shady, though, man. The way her beats are, man. I don't know why she's not more popular. She's sad. But you know, back to music deteriorating, though. Look at Jay-Z, for instance. Jay-Z alone. Look at, you got Jay-Z, even on the Black album, the one who was supposed to retire on. You know, you got 50 Cent. You know, Jay-Z. You know, get pulled over by cops, throwing him off, slapping girls. And the next thing you know, now you have Jay-Z talking about how he's sorry that he wasn't more mentally stable when he got together with Beyonce, and he wish he wasn't more mature. I mean, it's deteriorated.
Artists
are deteriorated.
Yeah, but I mean, Frank, did I ever tell you who my celebrity crush is?
Yes.
Who is it?
Lindsay Lohan.
No.
Who's that got to do the music?
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff.
Yes, she has music. Did you know that, Frank?
I didn't know that. Do you know why I didn't know that? Because I like good music.
I feel like the lady, ever since Taylor, my point is that Taylor Swift is another person we need to talk about that's really changing things. She's went from country to, she's adapted. Now she's pop or whatever. Hilary Duff is kind of a similar thing. There's ladies now that are changing the game. Would you agree?
I think they're breaking the game.
What? No, they're not.
They're not changing it. They're breaking it.
No, my
Taylor Swift.
My sister-in-law. Hold on. My sister-in-law took my brother to a Taylor Swift concert.
Taylor Swift used to be good when she was country. And she got pissed off and started talking about butts.
You said you like country. You just said you like country.
I do. Her good music, old music stuff. Her old stuff was good. Her pop stuff is garbage. The new song though was good.
Oh, I know. She just dropped that album, right? Yeah, what's it called?
I don't
forgot the name. I forgot the name of it.
But that new song was actually a beef at Katy Perry. It was.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. So I think she's really the next generation. And then, like, who was it that I heard? Who's that guy on the Voice that Blake Shelton?
Blake Shelton. Now, do you see he just got sexiest man in the world?
Yeah, I was going to mention that, but I'm pretty straight, so
I was going to say, maybe I should take my shirt off and flex next to him, and then we got to do a revote. And yeah. I don't know how he won.
So, I don't know. You don't watch that show, The Voice?
No, I don't watch The Voice.
Who's the other guy on there? Adam Levine?
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
You don't watch that show?
I told you.
Miley Cyrus? You know who her dad is, right?
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, her dad.
I don't know who she is, but I know she did.
Billy Ray Cyrus? You don't know who Billy Ray Cyrus was?
I know who Billy Ray Cyrus is. I didn't know it was her dad. Yeah. All I know is he's really good.
Well, that's why she got into a celebrity to begin with, because she happened to be, you know, the daughter of Billy Ray. Yeah. She was doing drugs and stuff when she was a kid, got in trouble with the law, but now she's turned it around. She's
like, so she was a kid.
Yeah, but she only
that's
made
what
it
kids
because
do. They get trouble with the law. Okay. That's what they do. They play and they get trouble with the law.
No, my point is that music's got easier to put out. I mean, if you have money, then you can put out. If you're rich, you can make your own album. That's what's gotten to the point. That's what it is now. These people they don't. I mean, The Voice is great because it promotes actual talent. But then when whoever wins The Voice, when they get a new contract with a record label, they start implementing auto-tune. And then they worry about what they're looking like for the music video. They care about how they look. They try to change them. These shows are great for TV, and they're great for getting the artist in the limelight. But then when they actually get there, and that's when they start. That's when the agents get involved, Frank. That's when money starts talking. And then they start not being themselves.
Yeah,
you don't agree with that?
I don't know, man. I think country stars always have themselves.
No, it's not even about
Jess
country.
Nardine,
we're talking about country.
Georgia Line, Florida Georgia Line. I mean, those, they're all themselves. I mean, other the pop
Rascal
artists.
Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, they're always themselves. But, you know, that's why I like them. These pop singers, they're never themselves. Are they not?
No, I had to take a sip. I don't know what you're talking about, Frank. Pop? Of course we're talking about pop. That's what Miley Ray Cyrus is.
Right,
that's
they're never themselves.
Miley Cyrus, excuse
they're
me.
They're never themselves.
Oh, yeah, they are. They get told to do stuff. They're puppets.
That's what I said. They're never themselves. But to talk about someone that's always themselves, let's talk about my favorite country star, Billy Currington. This dude's songs are about literally drinking beer, how he sucks at pretty much life, and he just gets freaking wasted. Pretty good at drinking beer. People are crazy. It's all about getting wasted and pretty much just failing at life and loving it. Now, I mean, what do you want to talk about? Your sensible thoughts?
No, yeah, but let's change. Let's not right now. Let's talk about memorable concerts. What's your you have a concert that brings back great memories, or have a concert that you want to talk about, Frank?
I got a concert that brings it back lots of stories, maybe not memories.
Okay, shoot.
I was a kid, got about a half a bottle of 100 proof rum down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get allowed in the concert, had to sneak into the concert. Got kicked out, all my friends got mad at me. It ended with me streaking through the parking lot. It was a great concert. I don't remember much of it, and I had to go watch it again, but There's nothing like a concert that makes you take your clothes off, right?
Oh, so you don't know who it was?
Lil Wayne.
When was this? What year was this?
It was in 2009. It was
he was getting big.
It was Drake.
Oh, he was already big.
Yeah, it was Drake. Drake always sucks. Still sucks. Yeah, but, you know.
All right, my concert, my favorite concert was when I was 16. I just started to get like a big group of friends in high school, Frank, and they were like, "Well, let's go see Disturbed." I'm like, I barely even knew who Disturbed was back then. That's exactly what we heard. Down with the Sickness, 10,000 Fists in the Air. That whole album was a great album. And then that was like, I saw them twice. Like, it was 2003. And then I saw them again when I was like 18. But yeah, Disturbed Live, the Mosh Pits, Frank, awesome. And then I've seen a lot of rock concerts. So I've seen Killswitch Engaged, Rise Against. Bands, you probably have no idea who they are.
You know the worst thing about Mosh Pits?
Do you know, no, hold on, answer my question. Do you know who Killswitch Engaged is or Rise Against?
I know who Killswitch is, yes.
Okay. All right, that's good. At least you know a little bit of rock music. No, but let me finish with this concert. I went to so many rock concerts that they kind of, in my opinion, I haven't been to a lot of those pop concerts that you've been to, Frank, or rap concerts, but I feel like rock concerts, they actually play their whole set. They put a lot of effort into it. Did Lil Wayne play all his big hits? Do you know?
Well, the first time I saw him,
remember?
I don't really remember. The second time, yes, he did.
Every single one?
Not every single one, obviously.
Did he do the go away and then came back for the last song thing that they did?
Weezy doesn't do that. See, Weezy back then, there were some concerts he didn't even show up to. He did it in Rochester, New York that year. He didn't even come.
Oh, I remember that. Wasted. I remember that.
He was too wasted. I saw him the next concert after that. I saw the concert before that and the concert after that.
All right, so now we're going to get to our sensible or cynical thought of the episode. I'll go first. I'm thinking to go with sensible. My sensible thought for the episode is to go off what I said earlier, but I think electronic music, I think it's good that electronic music is finally giving the limelight and push. I know back in the... Hold on. I'll give you a turn. Let me go. Okay, back in the 80s, it was kind of pushed down, frowned upon in the 80s. There was a lot of problems. You know, it was big in Europe, and it was pushed in Europe. But when it came to the United States, it never got its rightful push. You know, there was all the old school. You had Nirvana. You had bands like that, Hum, and other bands that were making it big. It was the punk. It was the punk scene, and electronic music wasn't even an afterthought. You know, that was that genre that you would get in Europe, you'd find online or whatever. And now, finally, it's huge. Skrillex is huge. You got Zedd. She just has a song. And then you have Deadmau5. I just want to come on here and give an appreciation for the electronic music. I mean, everyone knows about rock and country, but I feel like electronic EDM... dubstep, techno—that's the future, and that's now. So I just want to support them, and I feel like any DJ deserves as much credit as a mainstream artist. They put just as much work, they put just as much effort into their set. Just because they don't sing lyrics, they still have to set up. They have to do, you know, that some have, like techno has more beats per minute. So they, you know, they're doing about 150 or such. And some of them probably put in more work than the average rock star trying to make it on the scene. So that's my sensible thought. I just want to give support to all the DJs that are trying to make it big. And it's great to see. So, Frank, you're up.
So here's my thought. So,
are you picking sensible or cynical?
We're going sensible here, and what we're saying about it is we don't take into respect, you know, music this, music that, but we don't really take into into our hearts, how much music really does play a role in our lives. If you think back to your childhood to now, how much of music is about, you know, you listen to it when you're walking, you listen to it when you're working out. How much of music is really about your mood? We listen to music to sometimes calm us down. We have a bad day, we're listening to rock, we're listening to Disturbed. We have a good day, we just want to chill back, we're listening to some old school rap. You know, if we want to chill out, you know, we want to kind of get that southern rock in because that's what current country is. And, you know, we want to, like, kind of get a little goofy that, you know, we're listening to country. Music really is, it was a big moment when we were kids. The big moment in us are now. And it really has a lot to do with our moods, and it really helps subsidize some of our moods. When we're having bad days, it kind of chills us out and turns bad days into good days. And so I think we should take this time, I just want to take this time to thank the artists that we do have and throughout the time, throughout any time frame, because they really are the catalyst that drive current culture and past culture. And so thank you for just making our lives something that we can manage by your beautiful words. Thank you.
And with that, I would like to thank you for listening to this podcast. You know, Frank, do you have any last words for the people that actually made it to the end of this podcast?
Don't listen to EDM, listen to good music.